We're back with our next contestant.
Oh, he looks smart.
This is Sean Hawkins. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Afira. How are you?
Good. Now, Sean, I have here that you're a computer scientist. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You're good. You're super smart, then.
I don't know if you could say that, but
I'll
take it from you.
That is the humble modesty of a computer scientist right there. You're going to be great for this game, because our next game is called Tasty Tunes.
Okay. Yes.
Now, Shanali is going to play a bit of a song, and you have to guess who the artist is. But here's the thing. All of the artist's names have something to do with food.
Okay, great. Mm,
yes. And then we'll ask you a follow-up question, something about the strange and wonderful world of food. Take it away, Shanali. Mm.
And all I can do is keep on telling you I want you.
I want you.
I need you.
I need you.
But there ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. 'Cause two out of three ain't bad.
Sean, you were singing along.
Not Meatloaf again.
Well
yes,
done.
Meatloaf again! Now, we have a favorite meatloaf recipe that involves adding a condiment made from malted vinegar, molasses, and anchovies. It was invented by two pharmacists, John Wheely Lee and William Henry Perrins. What is this sauce?
Well, I would have known from the anchovies, but Leon Perrins is the real clue, which is Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce. You are correct.
Wow.
Anchovies. Who knew? Yeah, interesting.
You got me wrapped around your finger. Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
That is the cranberries.
Yeah! A solid answer.
Now, cranberries are, of course, eaten at Thanksgiving, but we like them in juice form, especially when they're mixed with vodka, triple sec, and lime juice, to make what cocktail?
Vodka, triple sec, and lime juice is sex on a beach?
No.
I think
it's salacious, Sean.
However, Sex in the City
That's right.
would be a better clue.
Oh, it's a cosmopolitan.
Yeah. Cosmopolitan, yes.
What I need is a good defense. I'm feeling like a criminal, and I need to be redeemed to the one I sinned against, 'cause he's all I ever knew of love.
Oh, wow. I mean, obviously I know the song.
Obviously.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every time you've had me over, Sean, you play the song. What's going on? Yeah.
Actually, very true. Can I have a clue?
Sure. Her last name is the same as Gwyneth's baby's name. That's a good one, right?
Let's back up a little. Can I have a real clue?
Yeah.
She used to date P.T. Anderson. How about that?
If this artist fell on Isaac Newton's head, it might...
Oh, Fiona Apple.
There you go. Wait a second, you're telling me you don't know Gwyneth Paltrow's baby's name is Apple? Have you been under a... you're a computer programmer.
Yeah, I'm a computer scientist, so yes, actually I have been.
Slice some apples and layer them in a baking dish with cinnamon, brown sugar, and buttered breadcrumbs. Bake them until the fruit mixture is bubbling, and you have what? Two-word alliterative dessert.
Brown Betty?
Yes!
Very good.
I say that with particular enthusiasm because, you know, that's a little bit obscure. How do you know that?
I don't know.
Just
how does one know anything? I don't know. It just popped in. I am a font of useless information.
Wow. It's interesting. No Gwyneth Paltrow, but you know Brown Betty. I see the way
you
work.
Important.
Okay.
Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this sound is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl.
Well, that's a wild guess, but I'm going to say bread.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yes, you are correct.
Sean.
Wow.
I know that bread is really big into the cryptic lyrics. What do they mean? What type of bread gets its name from an old German phrase meaning the devil's flatulence?
Wow. I'm going to have to guess pumpernickel?
You're correct.
Good guess.
Your guess is right.
You're good at all the weird ones, Sean.
I know. Every once in a while, I learn something from the show, too.
Font of useless information.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask how you know that one.
Do you know any other bread that sounds like it might be German?
Flankenbread. Are you familiar with that? I like it. I uber flankenbread. But you're right. So you're moving on to our final Ask Me One More round.
Great
job. Sean Hawkins, everybody.
He met my valet down in old New Orleans, sweating her stuff on the street. She said, hey Joe, won't you give it a go? Kitchy, kitchy, ya, ya, da, da. Kitchy, kitchy, ya, ya, hee. Mocha chocolata, ya, ya. Creole lady, mama, la. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Shanali Bomek, everybody. Lady Marmalade.